Lennox and Addington's Economic Development Office is finalizing a two-prong approach in response to tariffs on Canadian goods. The plan includes supporting local businesses and a consumer-focused marketing campaign to promote buying local or Canadian. Director of Community and Development Services Stephen Paul explains the plan.
We're really looking at a two-prong approach of how we can support our businesses. The first would be really down to the nitty-gritty of coaching, business coaching, of how we can support them. And I can say over the last month, those numbers have dramatically increased. We're fortunate that we have right now a part-time business coach who is extremely busy supporting our businesses, in many cases just answering questions and trying to make people feel as good as possible with the unknown that's there as well. So we'll continue that. We'll understand hopefully soon what the tariffs truly mean. Maybe we may never know that, but it's hard to react at this point in time based on just news cycles. So we'll hopefully have a little bit more clarity with regards to programs that might be available and supports that might be available, and we'll do our best to help businesses with those.
Paul speaks about the number of exports that come from the area and go to the United States.
Regionally, from an Eastern Ontario perspective, it's approximately $42.5 billion is exported annually from the region. So we can't necessarily do the math and know exactly what our exports are, but we know they're significant, absolutely. And when you're looking at probably 70% of everything that's made here crosses the border. So again, we're at a point that is making many of us, of course, extremely nervous.
Paul compared the process to the pandemic.
I hate to say that this is probably a similar process to what we went through with the pandemic. We're kind of dusting off some of those things as well, but it's probably fair to say that it's going to be a full court press of what we can do with businesses to support them and make sure that they thrive. And I think probably most importantly, look at how they adjust their business planning, who their customers are, because there's probably not an end date with regards to this. It's now kind of the next generation of our businesses and where their customers need to be. I think if it's anything that's happened with regards to this, it's brought it very clearly to light that we need to be broader based when it comes to who we're selling to. And I think if we do that properly now, that'll help us in the future too.
County Clerk and Communications Manager Tracy McKenzie noted resolutions that have come forward from Ontario and national organizations.
A resolution came forward from EOWC in early February, and Council did support that. Many of them are quite similar. Some of them have just a little bit of a different edge to them. Some are more about sovereignty. Some are about breaking down barriers for interprovincial trade. Some are just encouraging the government to fight the tariffs.
Deputy Warden Jim Hagedorn showed his support for resolutions they've seen.
I believe that for the most part, the municipally led organizations such as the EOWC, AMO, ROMA, and FCM. And that's just to name a few that we've seen the motions come through. They're providing concise and effective motions, which provides a unified voice as well. And I think that that's quite important.
Councillor John Wise speaks about the severity of the situation.
We are bound to follow international and national agreements. Trade agreements in our purchasing policy, and yet the crisis that we're in is the result of a rogue president on the false premise of stopping fentanyl crossing the border and immigration problems. In fact, breaking the trade agreement that we are supposedly legally obliged to abide by. I'm hoping that the national and provincial leadership will find a way to suspend or modify those requirements based on the blatant violation by the Trump administration of those agreements.
Warden Nathan Townend spoke about the importance of clarity in their message and noted other ongoing issues across the country.
I think messages are always more powerful if they're clear and if there's one voice and one message. I think, to be honest with you, from my point of view, that's why we have AMO and ROMA and EOWC, et cetera. And that is not to disparage, you know, other individual municipalities from feeling the need to do so themselves. I think we are in extraordinary times. My concern is that we as the municipal order of government don't lose focus with what our responsibilities are, in the sense that whilst I completely agree that we should support our other orders in defending our sovereignty and defending our economy, you know, it's our services that take care of Canadians, and we take care of our services. And, you know, we have a new government that was just sworn in with a majority mandate and their hands on the levers of power. And there are issues that we need them to address. There's still 80,000 homeless people in Ontario. There's a primary care physician shortage. There's a housing crisis. You know, the list goes on. We have, you know, a fiscal framework that doesn't work. So in terms of resilience of Canada in the coming challenges, there are lots of issues that are going to be on our plate. And I think the public ought to be inspired that we've got our finger on that pulse. And I'm happy to leave the nuances of international relations to the other orders.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.